Good evening, everyone. Welcome to EP Healing and Exploration in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my co-host, Squirrel Rourke.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Happy August.
Yes, happy, oh God, thank you. August is here. We just want to remind you all that we do look forward to your questions. You're welcome to email them in to Squirrel during the show or prior to the show, and Squirrel, give them your email address.
Of course, it's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
All right, tonight's show, Be Who You Really Are. No excuses, no apologies, just be. And this is a direct quote from Bashar. I love this. Long story behind why this is happening tonight. It's so important for all of us to acknowledge and accept who we really are. Most humans have been unaware for thousands of years. This is not the time to hide your light or your truth. Don't make yourself small over fear of rejection or reprisal. By being your truest self, you invite and attract all that is both like you and unlike you. How you deal with it is up to you. Your authentic self and your higher self are waiting to see if you can stand in your truth and your knowing without fear. We are the dream weavers and the dream makers. As part of the network, we do what we do affects all of us. So don't make yourself small. We all feel it. And Squirrel, you got the astrology report. It's been a
astrology. Wow, it's just wild. Which reminds me of, speaking of wild, I'll throw in my Oscar Wilde quote since you just opened with that.
Go ahead.
Oscar Wilde says, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And it's one of my favorite go-to quotes. So it's perfect for this show.
Perfect. Thank you, Squirrel.
Isn't it? I know. He's related to Bashar, I think. Anyway, so this comes from Hair of the Moon Astrology. And this focuses on today. The gears shift down a notch as the wheeling of the planetary cycle moves ever on. Whatever emerged for you in July is now open for shaping and direction. You've tripped over your inner sabotage once too many times. Yes, you could choose to regress and refuse to play a bigger game. It's always your prerogative. But then you can't complain that everything's still the same old, same old. Today, the choice points nudges for you to stretch out the tight areas of your life. You know the ones, sore, tender, sensitive spots, repeating old patterns that never worked in the first place, living in your head, waiting for someone or something to magically rescue you. No need to analyze. Just do something, anything to break the pattern. Step through it, over it, and far beyond it, reaching for more. And I love that. So anyway, we also have a new
moon
on Tuesday.
That's absolutely so appropriate.
I know. It's definitely synchronistic, isn't it? It always is. It seems to be. But we have a new moon in Leo on Tuesday, everyone. And just for a heads up, this one comes from Len Wallach. And he writes, there are too many beings being shoved into a corner or over an edge in our current state. There appear to be more problems than solutions, but when you consider how many solutions the dominant patriarchal masculine inhibits, prohibits, hides, or buries, that is not true. Other ways are available. You can follow up by revisiting or sifting through that which you are familiar, looking for the previously unseen or unappreciated. Then you can balance that by learning about what is alien or even anathema to you, looking for yourself. That may sound like a lot, but consider how much of how you see the world and live in it was collected by the time you were 5 years old, and how little has been added since then. Fact is, for as far back goes, most people have spent most of their lives ignoring, denying, suppressing, or outright fighting other ways they have no personal knowledge of or experience with. Please consider the possibility that includes you. please consider how neither you nor the world can afford to be that way anymore. And please consider how you might break that cycle and start a new one in rhythm with the sun and the moon.
Beautiful.
I know.
Thank you, Squirrel. Very good.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Okay, let's just touch on, because I think it's important, Monday's opening. And it's interesting because so many people I speak with got really cranky during that time. They were either exhausted or exhausted and cranky. And I would say I think that particular day I was pretty energized, but definitely an incredibly powerful day. Incredibly powerful day for all of us, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how it settles in. Really settles in. And the 23rd of July is something that Lazarus has always talked about being the most powerful day of the year, which is the beginning of the dog days of summer, which is also when Sirius comes closest to the earth. So the Star of David that so many of you read about is also the representation of the Star of Sirius. I thought that was very interesting. So let's talk about tonight's show and how it came to be. This is going to sound fairly benign, but Squirrel, I swear, we're really in sync because everything you brought in tonight on astrology really, and the two pieces you read match this so perfectly. I have a dear friend named Rita who is very much a guide and a guardian to me, one of the reasons I moved back to California. Things come through her for me, and she isn't always aware of it, but I do pay attention when she says something to me with authority. So she told me and our other close friend to join a particular dating service, and I said, no, I'm not really certain at this time I even want a relationship. You know, maybe I'll never have one. And her answer stumped me because she said, yes, you do, even if you don't recognize it. Join it. And
what are good friends for, right?
Yeah, really. She pointed out, I mean, she's the one that has picked out every home I've lived in for years, okay, almost 20 years. I mean, every time there's been something significant happened, she's been right in the middle of it, of me taking a different path that I never would have planned on. So that's the kind of guide she's been, and also guardian. So anyway, we started talking, and she was pointing out to me all the people that we both knew that from this site had met each other and married that live right around here. And I was so shocked, either married in long-term relationships, etc. And anyway, I did as she said, and I joined the site. I'm the guinea pig for our other friend, Kathleen. The first person I saw, I looked and I thought, oh my gosh, he seems so familiar to me. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And so I put a star on him or whatever, favorited him. And it notified him that I had interest in him. And he contacted me post-haste. And we began communicating. He only lives about 40 miles from here. And I actually was excited because he's very grounded in physical reality. And although I function, I would never say that I'm grounded.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, I have no concept of time other than appointments. I'm always there for those. Anyway, we had lovely conversations and exchanged last names. And, of course, it didn't even occur to me that he would Google me, but Bonnie reminded me that, of course, he would. And sure enough, I went to my computer, and there was a lovely note from him that said he had gone on the computer and found my celebrity. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, you know. So in what I did for a living had not come up at all. Now, when he said celebrity, and I thought to myself, I've never thought of myself as a celebrity. That would be the last thing I'd think of. And I was going to tell him when we met face-to-face, because I just didn't think it was appropriate to try to talk about this over the phone, especially with someone who's very grounded. Okay, you know, and which is what I loved about him, is that he had a wonderful persona, beautiful energy, but anyway, so...
Wait, so you're saying he never really thought, he doesn't think about the things that you...
No, I mean, it was interesting to me that that I even considered connecting with someone that isn't a seeker, but there was something about him that bore further exploration. I just knew that. I just got this major hit that I should go with this. So anyway, we chatted about it, and he wasn't really ready to talk about it, but and he wanted to wait until we met to do so. And he didn't run, which I thought was a miracle.
Or change his phone number or anything like that, right?
Block my gift. Now, he has backed off a bit and is being very cautious, and I absolutely respect that. And I really do respect him for that. And I respect him for hanging in there. But I also realize that I'm cautious with other people that hold themselves out as teachers, okay? And, of course, you have to square that about 20 times when you're talking this particular subject, something he'd never even considered. I also know that, you know, some of the information from teachers can be polluted. And so my discernment is always running. And so why not his? You know, that's the way I kind of looked at it. So Wednesday morning, this was, you know, right after all this happened, I sat at the computer to write the subject of tonight's show, and there was a sticky on my computer on the keyboard portion of it, and I looked at it, and it was this quote from Bashar that I used for the title. And I thought, oh, my God, how perfect is that? Because going out into the dating world, you know, I'm always hesitant because of what I do. I mean, and I'm the one that makes the jokes that my dating pool has continued to shrink and shrink. You know? But there it was, you know, be who you are. No excuses, no apologies, just be. And I was excited to be proud of who you are, and don't worry whether people are put off by it. But at the same time, I live in a very, as you do, Squirrel, a very small town, 32,000 people, very religious, which I don't think Jackson Hole's really religious, is it?
No, it's probably only liberal corner of the state of Wyoming, but there is a huge Mormon influence in this
okay,
area.
Well, this area is very religious and very conservative because of all the ranchers and the farmers. So
yeah, we have that around us, but there's a little pocket of the rebels. That's where I live.
Of course.
Of course.
So when I came back here, you know, I knew it wasn't appropriate for me to boldly tell people who weren't ready to hear it, and that's discernment, okay? You don't force information on people who aren't ready to hear it because it skews their vision of you. It's not that I'm not authentic or proud of who I am. Enough people do know that, but they're my good friends, okay? And I don't ever, you know, I have friends that don't want to talk about this stuff at all. I don't care. You know, I don't discuss it. I have a daughter that doesn't want to talk about it. I have a son that does. I mean, you know, again, I just honor everybody's position. And it's not for everyone. It's really very simple. People are drawn to it if you are aware that you are unique, okay? Things are moving really rapidly on the planet right now and in the cosmos. By 2015, there's going to be irrefutable proof of life in the cosmos. And then continued revelations from there, and they're going to be quick. And although we may feel that we're on the fringe right now, it won't remain that way for long. This is really what we all came to do, and each one of all of you are coming into your own knowing of what it is that you will do to assist humanity in its evolution and awakening. You know, so many of you are healers, artists, authors, or waiting to write your great books, squirrel, channels, working with animals in some form of healing, okay, or with the earth. Yes, thank you. So for each of you, it's going to look different, and many of you will do more than one thing. You know, we're not going to be limited to doing just one thing. But you all know in your hearts you want to be of assistance with your own unique talents. It's not about screaming it from the rooftop, okay? When I first started this work, I was convinced that everybody would want to know about it, and I found out early on that wasn't the case. And I was surprised. I was just like, but this is so exciting, and so many people could be helped. And they were like, I know.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense. And you're like, but I guess it doesn't make sense to some people. Not at all.
Oh, absolutely. No, and I mean, if it's never been on their screen,
no,
why would they ever go there? And I want to throw in here also that disclosure by the government, I think, that there are going to be other things come up prior to disclosure. And I think as those things start coming in, disclosure will have to come. You know, I think it's going to be more of a conundrum for the government, you know, come in behind all these things, but we'll see. But things are changing so rapidly, you can't really predict how anything is going to be brought forward anymore because it's happening so damn fast. So, as the team has said, we are a network, and a fascinating network of people, and as each one of us progresses forward, we are all impacted in a positive way. You know, I always say, for all the people that are doing power retrievals and soul liftings and so on and so on, everybody benefits. I am very careful about me staying as happy and as positive as I can, because if I'm off, I can actually feel it reaching everybody, and I'm thinking, no. I have a responsibility to stay as positive as I possibly can. I know when I made this move, I got emails from so many people that could feel what, you know, the stress I was under and so on, which, as the team said, you have a choice. You could be stressed or you could be happy. Pick one.
You chose poorly. I chose the stress. Not anymore.
Especially if we lose hope. And this is also the reason that the team has made assistance available to those that work with the team in between sessions, and also to those that don't have sessions during the radio shows, in whatever way they want to connect with you the night of the show. You can do it or not do it. Or whenever you listen to that show in the archives, the energy is still there. There is no time. It's quantum physics, people. So I'll get back to my little story. At various times I've attempted to date to find that it wasn't appropriate, and then I hadn't really decided what I really wanted. And Bonnie sent me this lovely message this week. And she's completely accurate. I love her for this, and as always, recommend that you all read her book, visit her website often to see what's new and exciting. She is a sage, okay? www.livealifeyouwant.com. Here's her message to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, did you start to say something, Squirrel?
Go on, no, go ahead. I thought it was live a life you love.
Live a life. Oh, it is. Live a life.
Live a life you love.
Live a life you love. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
.com. I don't know why I put want in there. Maybe because it was. Anyway. So here's her message. I think this is an important issue to get clear on. And in big capital letters, she writes, "What do you want?" I type that in those obnoxious capital letters because it is crucial. I know this push-pull. As deeply spiritual beings, we long for someone on the same level. I doubt we will get it, nor am I sure I want it. What I know, capital letters, I want, someone who loves me as closely to unconditionally as possible. Someone who supports me and believes in me. Someone who is fun, fun-loving, and easy to be with. Someone who shares my values, a biggie. And someone who gives me the freedom to do and be what I need to do and be. And, of course, compatibility, communication, commitment, all the normal stuff. But we are on Earth, so that someone will be human and not perfect. And so are we. Okay. So I write that hoping you will get your non-negotiables clear for yourself. After that, there's a lot of room for leeway. You don't need a buy-in 100%, though. You need respect. Does this make sense? Then she writes, P.S. I do think you still have stuff around people accepting your work. And thusly, you go back to those beliefs. Test them. And I thought this was so brilliant. She was so absolutely right. This goes back to what you read from the astrology pieces about old patterns, self-sabotage, etc., where obviously I was still, even though I've changed those beliefs, at least I thought I need to go in and really work with them and also make my list of my wants. But this was enough to get me really comfortable with moving forward, again, with discernment, okay? So here's the bottom line for all of us. Look at your own beliefs around being accepted, feeling different, or living a different kind of life. And also remember, so many of you, in your infinite wisdom, offered to come in and experience highly dysfunctional childhoods. And part of that was, this is a whole show, but some of you came back from the future and you really wanted to test the waters here. Some of you knew that you would absolutely heal it and in this lifetime and in that process help others energetically. Also, a big one. Many of you, because of your levels of sensitivity and the depth of your bonding, and this is a big one, if you had not been in families that were dysfunctional, you would have taken a much different path. You wouldn't have been as driven to heal. Does that make sense to you, Squirrel?
Oh, it totally does.
Yeah.
Totally
and I
does,
see this
yeah.
repeated so often, and even in my own life, but I took on very intentionally to record familial dynamics, but I also, it certainly did drive me, and actually my child, my little girl, you know, my own, as a little girl, was so totally committed, incredibly psychic, so in tune, and then, you know, life happened. But many of you were in families that made absolutely no sense to you because the kind of dysfunction that happens here is very difficult, but it also kept you from bonding too deeply. I'm always fascinated by that. As Bonnie said, really get clear what do you want in relationships, male and female, regardless of your gender or sexual preferences. This is a big one. Okay. You know, I spent a lot of time with people that were dysfunctional, even as friends. my two friends here are like part of my soul, and it feeds me, absolutely, totally feeds me. And I am so grateful for them. I would do anything in the world for them. It's just wonderful. You can attract those people, and you can work with intentions to attract people who feed your soul. And that can come in a number of different ways. So I know that many people, and I love Bonnie's wisdom in this, because so many people have been looking for someone who matches them in terms of their beliefs and so on and so forth. I love the way that she took it down to the fact that we are both human, and here's what she wants to experience. These are the most important things. He doesn't have to be just like her. And, of course, I am very privy to her relationship because I know them both. And I will say that ultimately Bonnie holds her own, has never stopped creating, and her husband has his own life as well. But when they come together, it's amazing to see how they bring things together in different ways and really have a good life together. So I know that's possible. So bottom line here, be who you really are. No excuses, no apologies, just be. But remember, everybody, use discernment, okay? The shock value, and believe me, I encountered a lot of this, is not the way to go. It really isn't. I'm the hard bridge. Bonnie is the soft bridge. You know, her book is written to appeal to all people. I couldn't do that. Even if I tried. I mean, well, as you know, I don't speak the language.
I have one thing I'd like to say. I'm waiting for disclosure. I think it's just going to increase the dating pool. You know, I mean, so we don't speak the same language. I mean, I can overlook that.
Okay, so... Well, and for those of you who may or may not know, depending on who our listeners are tonight, we're talking about disclosure from the government, which is really pretty funny. Well, the arm of the government that is, you know, military-industrial complex. We're not talking the White House. And but that's very, very funny. I mean, that's funny. Now, in your town, okay, because you do live in a town with a lot of wealth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with, even though you know all that you know and believe all that you believe, how do you deal with it within your own town? Because it is small.
That's a good question. I think some of my friends, they don't understand. And actually, I'm not sure they're that interested. I mean, I have a few friends that will say, well, what are you talking about on your show tonight? And that's so cool or whatever. But I can't say that I've garnered much interest in what it is I do. People don't really want to talk about it. They get that glassy-looking glaze over their eyes after about 10 minutes into the conversation. And
Rita's husband. Okay.
I know. It's kind of like, okay, I think I better, you know, stop now. But it still doesn't change the way I feel or what I'm going to do. I mean, I just, it's still a little on the cutting edge, right? But to me, it's just so part of my life. I don't think it is. That's always an eye-opener for me when I hear myself talk.
That,
of course,
right.
We're hard
bridges,
right, Jackie?
I have the same problem, as you know. What?
We're hard bridges. We just go out there and start talking about it, whereas, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I have learned the hard way to be more discerning. because you're going to have impact on people whether you ever talk about this subject or not.
That I agree with.
It's in your vibrational field, and I want to say that what has happened with a lot of people, they seek out others who are seekers and so on and so forth, and instead of reaching out to all kinds of people to participate at some level, you know, I've been doing that here where I have different social things that I participate in here. I don't have to talk about anything, but I do know that my energy field is different and people are impacted by it. And, you know, if we all just stick together, we're not going to have the same kind of impact as we will, and it's going to become more necessary. You're going to see this in time. And you saw it today, Squirrel.
I did, you know, and I have to say, I just have to shut my mouth and just start vibrating my energy because it's a better way of communicating.
Thank you.
And I'll just briefly say, I had two different instances. I work in a jewelry store as well, which is really quite lovely, and because most people come in and they're happy. And two younger men, I would say probably college age, had come into the store, one with a family and one alone, and they were able to see me for me. You know, they didn't look at me like, oh, this lady's probably old enough to be my mother, and she's really boring. And there was a connection through the eyes. We connected. It was more of a soul connection. It was definitely a soul connection. And I was quite taken aback by that because I don't see that very often with people. They usually don't want to look at you in the eye, and this was different today. So I was talking about jewelry, but certainly not about disclosure and stuff, but you know, there was this honoring and respect that we connected on a soul level, and I could feel
there
it.
You go.
So I
there
imagine it's happening for everyone else too.
It's a level of knowingness, and, you know, the younger people are wired differently.
They are wired,
definitely,
and I'm very impressed.
And so, again, the communicate, and, you know, the most important thing for all of you, and I'm finding this working on the other side with different races, is to flood love. That's really all you have to do. It will carry not only the love, but you are all carrying it vibrationally, a frequency, a signature frequency that also includes all that you know, all that you don't realize you know, as well as all that you consciously know.
I think that amped up after the 29th, and that the two occurrences went hand in hand. First that, and then this response from other humans, which I thought was remarkable.
Yes. You're going to find more and more that all of you are kind of tuning in and turning on even into higher frequencies, more than what you've had before. You're also going to find that you're going to be able to ground it better. And this has been a challenge for a lot of people, is trying to ground that energy and just be joyful and happy and loving. That energy in and of itself is incredibly impactful. But again, it carries your frequency signature, which includes all that you know and all that you don't realize you know. It's a universal signature. Okay. And it includes all lifetimes, everywhere and everywhen. Whether you know what they are or not is immaterial. But that's starting to come through our field. It's starting to seep through, and it's important. Okay. Thank you, everyone. I love you.
Thank you, Jackie.
I'm going to channel. All right. You know, we see much more than she does of what she does. And we have to laugh here because she would have completely sabotaged this entire thing, whether regardless of what happens, but she would have completely sabotaged, talked herself out of it, and that would have been the end of the story. All right. So we thank you, Squirrel, for the information you brought in. All right.
That's funny.
It is incredibly humorous. All right. Being who you are, and the channel was absolutely accurate. Being who you are does not mean that you carry some banner. You know, I believe in ETs, you know, the ships are coming, which of course they're not, but, you know. It's far more important than that. You know, humans are inclined to get up behind a cause. They love to have a cause. And this, of course, is a very important cause because it's a reunion, all right? And being a human, you've forgotten who you really are, and that's okay, too. That was part of the agreement. Now, this is the reason nothing happens overnight. You're not ready. Oh, you listening to this show may be ready, or think you are. But as a collective, you're not. Now, yes, it would be nice if your government would disclose all that they know. Certainly your astronauts have. And they've been pretty bold about it. And there have been pockets of disclosure, which have been significant. And there are those that work for the government, where there's splitting occurring, where some want to come forward. They're like, you know, this isn't right. People need to know. And it will come, and we think you're going to be relatively surprised when you find out how. But we won't spoil the surprises. Now, your job is to remember, and we've said this for years, everywhere you go to the service station, to the dry cleaners, to the grocery store, you're carrying a frequency. Watch how children look at you. Watch the knowingness of the babies. That's not a coincidence, people. And it's not because you look like a movie star. It's your energy. And the little ones haven't lost their memory yet. They're not in amnesia yet. And plus, they're wired differently anyway. They're even more awake and aware. So, be cognizant. Be cognizant of how important love is. How important the energy of love is, and how important your signature, your energetic signature, with all the knowing that you have and all that you've learned, can reach out to people. And that's what you experienced today, Squirrel.
Absolutely.
All right. It doesn't require a T-shirt that says, you know, they're coming or anything like that with the, you know, alien with big eyes at all. But we want you to be very clear that the frequency of love is having an enormous impact in the cosmos as well. It's bringing peace now in some ways that some disparate parts, beings that got separated, and what's changing them is love. And trust us when we tell you, they know far more than you do. And they're powerful beyond your imagination. But they too are healing through love. Now, there are going to be things that are going to look differently than you've thought. And Squirrel, just like what you've experienced in this week, since the opening, a sense of peace, a lack of judgment, feeling, as you said, like a walk-in to the channel. Merging more with your higher selves and souls and other parts of the lifetimes, because they are all simultaneous. Not consciously yet. Some of you may be. And some of you may find that you change directions in ways that you don't necessarily understand, and that's all right too. No matter what you do, are doing, it's going to have impact. And again, we've said this for a very long time. You have impact. Flood the love. Moaning and groaning about the government, about any other issue that you see, interferes with your capacity to hold love, to transmit love. And your signatures include this incredible capacity to love unconditionally. That's a big word. And that should be your goal, without judgment of another. It's a tough one, we know that. But that's where you're going. That is the ultimate. You had a being who walked this planet by the name of, well, you call him Jesus. And his legacy was unconditional love. That didn't mean he didn't have a temper, by the way. But he was unconditionally loving. He had the capacity to do that, which is why he had the capacity to heal others. And people were healed just by being in his energy field. Remember that. There was that much love. And the children would always run to him. We're drawing parallels here so that you can understand. We're not saying you're Jesus, all right? We're saying he is the standard, all right? beautiful standard. For being unconditionally loving. Now, Squirrel, you have questions.
I do. Last week, we weren't able to answer the final question of the evening, so
yes.
Is it all right if we begin there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and she was sweet enough. She wrote back in and gave me her name. It's from Whitney, and she writes, I have been dealing with very low self-esteem, which I have had since I can remember, mainly weight issues and bad acne. Anyway, last year, as weird as this may seem, I started having a daydream that I would fascinate about aliens actually helping me and healing me. Well, one day, out of frustration with my issues, I just decided to Google alien healing, which, to total amazement, led me right to etmedical.com, which I explored that site over and over again. And I think this is where she found Adrienne DeVere's work. Then she found Jackie's website, and she said, I almost feel like something is pushing me to take the next step, although I'm not sure what that is right now. I would actually lie in bed every night and hope that I might get a visit or communicate with a light entity or alien. I'm not sure if this has anything to do with anything, but over the past 7 years or so, I have seen the numbers 1111, 111 everywhere. When I tried to Google if anyone else was experiencing the same thing, I came upon something called the harmonic convergence, which actually took place on my birthday, 8/16/87. Anyway, I feel like I'm pushed to get further information. Thank you so much. I am open to any suggestions or advice, Whitney.
All right, dear Whitney. Well, the first thing we're going to do is recommend that you get Bonnie's book. All right. That would be incredibly important for you. And you will find this information is imbued. All right? It is imbued. This is the information that will help you regain your esteem. All right? Now, as to your healing issue, all right, we would love to do a session with you. In the meantime, you're welcome to send your name, address, phone number, and a photograph, all right, to the channel. Her email's there on the website, jackie@ethealing.com. And let's see if we can give you some assistance, some opening, to help you feel more loved, all right, more accepted. Know, dear one, all right, that you're getting these wings, these messages. We hope that you meditate, and that would be a very important piece. To open yourself to communication. If you don't meditate now, learn how. Go into a quiet place. Play beautiful music. Set your intention. I intend to connect with my own guide, angels, higher self, and any of my star friends that are out there. And call on the team as well. And do it regularly. On in the archives is the chakra activation technique. We would highly recommend that you search the archive till you find that one downloaded and do it daily, working with your chakras. It will help you to tune in. It will help you to turn on. Especially now. The other recommendation, dear one, eat for your blood type. It's imperative. If you don't know what your blood type is, you can go on the computer and search it, and you can get a little test kit for $5 or $6. it'll tell you right there what your blood type is. Then search diet for O blood type or AB blood type and follow it. It will help you to balance your body. We promise you. The weight will come off naturally. You will begin to feel better and better. Right? Know that we love you, dear one, and we appreciate your reaching out to us. We'll be working with everyone tonight, and certainly you can listen to all the shows you want in the archive. We're always there when you listen. Know that we love you, dear one, and we thank you for listening to the show, connecting with us, and all you have to do is give permission when you go in to meditate to have more and more contact. But again, chakra activation technique will help open you more. We promise you. Thank you, dear. All right. Squirrel?
We have a few more questions, but I think we only have time for one more. And this
All
question
right.
comes from Brian, and he asks, dear team, now that the quarantine has been lifted, I am asking a great request of you. Please send a physical liaison team from our space brothers and sisters that I may now work with in the physical. Love, Brian.
All right. Say that again. Send a what?
A physical liaison team from our space brothers and sisters. He wants to see it in the physicality.
All right. Brian, please be aware that they're of a different frequency than you are. They're not going to be quite as solid as you think. All right? Be clear with that. That request, and you're certainly welcome to make it, all right, may or may not be answered at this timing. And we would say more than likely not until after about, well, somewhere between 2015 and 2017. But even then, all right, we're going to tell you the same thing. Do the chakra activation technique to help open you up to other dimensions so that you can experience them. The idea of them landing a ship out on your front yard, and that would be the grays that would do that, and they are actually humans in a parallel dimension. We understand that that would probably suffice for you. We will pass on your request. All right? But you see, they were not subject to the quarantine anyway for a number of reasons. Many of you are going to have interesting experiences, but they won't be that solid. Not yet. Now, they don't need to come in a spaceship. They can pop into your room. We want to make this clear. It sounds very dramatic, we do understand, but if you're talking to other beings, they can just pop in. As can the grays, for that matter. Pop in. Learn to meditate. Open yourself to communication. Contact is generally made through an open heart, a request, a sincere request. Now, the reason that you need that, we understand many of you would like to have direct contact. We do understand that. Some of you will. And that's why we say to you, begin now. You are more likely in meditation to begin contact there in order to give permission. All right? Your signature. All right? And only if there's permission from your higher self. So we hope you have a direct relationship with your higher self. Again, meditation. What is the higher self? All right. The higher self is the higher being that's more aware of what's going on with you. In essence, they're the liaison between you and your soul.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but we only have like another minute or we might get dropped. So,
Brian, we thank you for your request. It is duly noted. We send you our unconditional love. And we also want to say here, nothing is beyond the realm of possibility. Ships landing in your yard is not, this is not the timing for it. It will at some point happen, not yet. We want to work with all of you tonight to help you to love and honor yourselves, to help you to be the most authentic, loving being that you're capable of really embracing at this time, and also to know that you are loved, and we will touch you with our love. Remember also that we only come through the permission of your higher self and your personal permission. Know that we love you, everyone, and until we speak with you again, in this venue, at this time, namaste.
Namaste.